USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be, in many places, a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since. Joe Biden is on board with providing more funding for law enforcement. During a virtual fundraiser, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee argued that he wants to get police more money to deal with the awful problems they face on the job, the former VP saying that he also hopes to provide access to community policing and to make sure departments have social workers and psychologists on their staffs. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Weekly jobless claims have just been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's a quarter million fewer than the week before. About 100 people got into a brawl at a hotel near Disneyland last night. Two people behind bars after the fight broke out when a child apparently got pushed into the pool and their family took exception to it. Cops say Anaheim's Cambria Hotel and Suites has been a hot spot for problems very much lately, and they say they've been called there 17 times in just the past month because of other fights and near drownings. One recent guest telling NBC Four in Anaheim that he's reported the hotel because it allows hundreds of people to swim there amid coronavirus restrictions. Orange County's health department is investigating the property. And it was a year ago tomorrow that federal immigration agents raided chicken processing plants in the state of Mississippi. They took about 700 people into custody. As of today, we'll be getting the latest on the investigation that has led to a number of prosecutions. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is to be joined by ICE and Homeland Security investigations officials in giving an update in Jackson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.